Mission Network News, two-minute version, Thursday, March 25th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Tribalism could ultimately change the makeup of the government, evangelism, and the country of India itself. Since India has been influenced by the caste system for centuries, HBI Global Partners' Bobby Gupta says tribalism could segment society so much that it would be impossible to have a unified electorate. Gupta believes this could cause more individual state-driven organizations. He says this could also affect evangelism and church planting.
The day has to come that every church we have are pastored by the people that you're reaching out to. If they're not, there'll come a day when they'll be forcing us out of those locations.
Next, World Help is launching a bold plan for evangelizing India's Uttar Pradesh state. World Help's Eric Vest says they want to plant one church for every village in the state. Their mission strategy is simple. They ask for permission and invite friends and family in the village to hear their message.
The goal of that is that whole extended families and whole villages will become part of a church planting movement, so that it's not a single person here, a single person there being isolated and drawn out of their society, but rather whole families and villages are coming to Christ.
And Farms International is initiating a loan program through an indigenous church in Niger. During a recent visit, farm staff trained 11 people in the program's principles and operations. The program begins with students of an area Bible school and then expands into other indigenous churches. The financial freedom allows them to work in evangelism and to discipleship. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.